if there's a fire department here. But I see alarms going off in the natural and fire trucks showing up and people coming in with hoses. But it's the fire of God that's in the room. It's going to start from here and it's going to go out. There's no fire in the natural, but the consuming fire called God is in the house. And I see people looking in through the windows because there's a consuming fire in the middle of the room. And I see it being a sign and a wonder, and a wonder and a sign. And this sign and wonder, each pastor that is here, you're going to take it home with you. God is going to start lighting up the city with a sign and a wonder of His presence. A cloud by day and a fire by night. A cloud by day and a fire by night. A cloud by day and a fire by night. As in the books of Exodus, so shall it happen again right here in this time. A sign and a wonder. A sign and a wonder. A sign, because God is commanding His blessing from the throne. It's fire, it's thunder, it's lightning, it's strike, 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 strike. And I see alarms going off all over the city, in the churches gathered in unity, alarms, and the fire truck showing up. Showing up, it's going to be a sign and a wonder in the natural. And they'll come in with their shovels and their picks and their hoses. But it's going to be a consuming fire called God. Called God's in the house. God's in the house. The kabod of God. The Shekinah. 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 Glory. Glory. Glory greater than in the former days. Glory, 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 glory. When God makes His abode in the house, a sign and a wonder, a sign. It's going to be the lights that never go off. You'll go home, but that light, the fire of God, the indwelling presence of God, it's going to be like lightning. It's going to be like thunder, for it's going to begin to thunder within the walls of the church, because heaven is coming down. The throne room is coming down, and literally in the midst of a sermon, you're going to start hearing rumbling, but the clouds. There will be no clouds, but you'll hear thunder, you'll hear lightning, because heaven and the throne is coming down, because God has commanded a blessing. Because of unity, God has commanded a blessing from His throne unto your house. And each pastor, each father in the city will take it home to his house. And there's going to be a consuming fire. Fire, 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 fire. You're going to take the fire. There's going to be a fire. Fuego! Fire, fire. There's going to be fire in the house. Fire in the house. Fire. God's in the house. God's arising. And I'll tell you, people are going to start talking about it on the corners. Have you looked in the windows of a church? Because there's a fire and it doesn't go out. I see the newspapers taking pictures through the windows because there's this fire and it never goes out. But it's going to be a sign. It's going to be a wonder. It's going to be power. It's going to be fire. It's going to be God. It's going to be God. It's going to be God. And when nobody's looking, those who love the darkness are going to peer in the windows at the light, because the fire burns brightest in the darkness. And church by church and house by house, the fire, the fire, the fire's going to burn. It's going to be a sign and a wonder and a wonder and a sign that the people will see with their natural eye. It'll be a sign and a wonder and a wonder and a sign that the people will see with their natural eye. It's going to be a sign and a wonder and a wonder and a sign that the people will see with their natural eye. Hallelujah. 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 Consuming fire. Consuming fire. And it will burn away the dross in people's heart. And it will burn away sickness, sickness, sickness. It will burn it away. Disease. No disease known to man will be able to stand in the midst of this fire. Fire. Days, but greater in the latter days. Because I've heard your cries, says the Lord, and I see your hearts, says the Lord, and I'm gonna answer with a cloud by day and a fire by night in the middle of the house, in the middle of this house, spreading outwards to every pastor here. In the middle of the day, a cloud, a real cloud of the presence of God. And in the middle of the night, a consuming flame that never, never dies. That you will see with your natural eye. A sign and a wonder and a sign that all will see with their natural eye. A sign and a wonder and a sign that everyone will see with their natural eye. Consuming fire, 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 glory. It's the glory of God arising in the house. It's the kabod of God. It's the Shekinah of God. Greater than in the former. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. There'll be whispers on the sidewalks. Have you looked through the window panes of the churches? There's a fire, but there's no wood. It just is a fire that keeps burning. Have you looked through the window panes? It's a fire. And there's a real cloud on the inside of the building. Somehow it's raining on the inside of the building. But it's not raining on the outside of the building. What is this sign? Who does this, God? Because there's an open heaven. And there's no ceiling. Angels ascending, descending again. From this time and onward, there's an open heaven. There's no ceiling. Angels ascending, angels descending, angels ascending, angels descending again and again and again. Feathers falling from the ceiling. Tangible presence. presence of the angels of the Lord. Flames falling, ember, lighting embers falling from the ceiling, because messengers of fire are in the house, are in the house, are in the house. It's a sign and a wonder, and a wonder and a sign that all will see with the natural eye. It's a sign and a wonder and a sign that all will see with the natural eye. For God is alive, and God is at work, and God is alive, and God is at work, and all will see His fire, and all will see the cloud, and all will see the fire when God comes down, and all will see His fire, and all will see His cloud, and all will see His fire when God comes down, and all will see His fire, and all will see His cloud, and all will see His fire when God comes down, and all will see His fire, and all will see His cloud, and all will see His fire when God comes down. There's no wood. It just burns in the power of His name. Clouds in the building and rain on the inside, but there's no rain on the outside. A tangible sign and wonder, you just watch and see. It's a commanded blessing from the throne this day. It's a commanded blessing because brethren have chosen to dwell together in unity. And a wonder and a sign that darkness will flee from the fire of His light going forth, going out, drawing. It's a drawing, consuming fire, fire, fire that will never, never die. It's going to make the newspapers because there's a fire on the inside of a building and it doesn't go out. How can this be? How can it be? Who started it? There's no gasoline. There's no matches. But this fire doesn't seem to die. And it's going to go to the ends of the earth on the news. Because it's a sign and a wonder. And a wonder sign that the earth will see with the natural eye. You just watch and see. It's going to rain on the inside. Have you heard about the church where it rains on the inside? Where there's clouds on the inside and there's sun in the sky? Because it's a sign and a wonder, and a wonder and a sign that all will see with the natural eye. It's the glory of God, the glory of God, the glory of God. It's the glory of God, alive in His church, alive in His house.
To dwell in unity. Lie, lie.